So here we are in this beautiful new time of the year. You know, we had winter solstice, which was the birth of the cycle of the year. And now we're into the zodiac time of the year. And so Aries is the new year. And so and so everything that was birthed at winter solstice is now starting to come into fruition, because at spring equinox, everything starts to come above the ground. Everything is coming out of the darkness. We've had our first major breakthrough of the birthing of everything. And here we are in the full moon of Aries, which, so that any of you that don't know, if you want to know how Easter is calculated, it is the first Sunday after the full moon of Aries. And so that's how that comes about. And so we have all wonderful things going on. We have an election carnival, you know, all the wonderful things that are happening there. We have, you know, we have the media giving Mr. Trump all the time in the world he wants. I don't know what the corporate media has about it, but I understand from people that tell me that it's, you know, he's having a great carnival, and of course he's talking very much like a fascist, and we have this creeping fascism that nobody wants to talk about. And so, you know, it's like watching a big car wreck on the highway, but you don't want to look at it in case you might see somebody that's really, really hurt. And so, and, you know, sort of, it looks like, you know, the corporate media, the more outrageous he becomes, the more coverage they give him. But that's, you know, that's all part of what's happening. And we will see now what happens with the lunar eclipse tonight. We have we have new beginnings. We have a lot of things that will be washed away. We have wonderful things that are in the plan, because this is the time, this is the birthplace. Aries is the birthplace of the new ideas, the new spiritual impulse. And so everything that was planted at winter solstice is now taking form. And so the earth is moving into another cycle. And so it's like the earth changes, the energy of the earth changes every 45 days. You have the beginning after the new energies for the year comes out at winter, so, well, 3 days after winter solstice, because the sun stands still for 3 days while the birthing and the co-creation is taking place. And so then you have the 1st of February, which is your first change of energy, then you have spring equinox, then you have the 1st of May, then you have summer solstice, then you have the 1st of August, you have autumn equinox, the 1st of November, and you're back to again going back into the deep into the womb to recreate for what the energies that are going to come for the next year. And that's where the Christ consciousness and the and the mother lay for 3 days in co-creation, and they bring out the new energies, and they start, as the day starts to get longer by a half a minute or a minute every day, that is bringing us to the new energies. And this year we have lots of new energies, because it is about awakening to consciousness, or awakening to clarity, which is also another name for transparency. And so, you know, we will see more and more transparency, because the beings of light tells us that there is no more, nothing can be hidden from now on. So there is this battle going on with the establishment who want to keep the old ways. And then you have all the energetic movement in the world bringing, birthing the new ideas and the new dawn. So there is a clash, and that's why we're seeing all this, as I call it, creeping fascism and everything else that's happening. And there's, you know, it's when I first came to the United States on my first visit in 1974, New York was almost bankrupt, and they had big potholes on Second Avenue, and I'm shocked because I couldn't believe that America would have potholes. I thought we only had those in Ireland, you know, and I was totally and absolutely shocked by all of that. The other thing that really shocked me was the fire escapes in the front of the buildings. I thought they were only in the movies. I did not realize they were in real life. But I have watched our freedoms being eroded every day. And so the only way that we can bring all of this back is spiritually through our own efforts. And so as we take ourselves to that place and work on ourselves as we emanate the new energies that we are emanating each and every day, as we look at our shadow side, as we become more clear about who we are, as we see our own divinity, as all of these things happen with us, we feel ourselves moving forward. We feel safe. We are not threatened by anything. We are divine beings, so we have no fear. Because there is nothing to be afraid of, no matter what happens. And so we just move forward, because all this spiritual impulse that is born within each of us is moving us forward. And as we walk the path of love, and as we walk the Master brought us the path of love. He brought us forgiveness. He brought us compassion. And so now, we are moving ourselves forward as we embrace each of the qualities within us and as we forgive ourselves, because as we forgive ourselves, so goes the world. And so as we move forward in this clarity of forgiving ourselves, and next year we're going to be coming in, next year, as was just told last week, it's going to be wisdom. We're going to be moving into a time of wisdom. So the more clarity we get this year, the more wisdom we will be having our lives next year. So we're moving forward in this clarity, and at this time of resurrection, we're awakening to who we are. And we're seeing we are on the path of ascension, and we're looking at all of the people who are helping us co-create our path, because everybody who brings us, offers us a challenge, is our teacher. So each and every day that we get a challenge, they are teaching us what to hold on to, what to let go, what to use discernment, to see whether it's their stuff or your stuff. And so each, we're being asked this every day. And so this is where we are consciously committing ourselves to the pathway of the heart. As we move above all the fear and negativity, and trust me, there is no such thing as fear. And I have been in many, many unusual situations in my life. And I can tell you there is no such thing as fear. Because if you go into fear, you have lost. And there is no such thing. And it's like when people ask me about, well, you know, when I used to go to Sri Lanka during the civil war there, we did lots of tours to Sri Lanka in those years. And people used to say, but the government says don't go there. And my answer to them always was, we don't do fear. We're on the spiritual journey and we're divinely protected. And I absolutely believe that. And we have a group going off to Egypt on the 14th, and they are divinely protected. I have no shadow of a doubt that those people are divinely protected. And lots of people don't want to go to Egypt, but it is one of the most important places in the world to visit at this time. And so as long as you have the right in your heart, as long as you're thinking in your heart, there is no fear, because fear is negative. Fear holds you back. And so it is for each of us to take all of this, to take the beauty of who we are, feel it in our heart, and walk forward. And it's like being mugged. You know, some people go to New York City and they're so frightened in New York they get mugged. Of course, because you bring all that energy with you and all that fear. You walk down the street and you feel comfortable and safe and you're okay. It's the same going anywhere in the world. And I firmly believe this. And the world at this time needs us. It needs our energy, because it's like the 100 monkey syndrome. As we change ourselves, so goes the world. And as we feel this energy flowing through each of us, we know we're on the right path. We feel it, and we understand it, and we embrace it. And so, as we, you know, sort of move in, it's, you know, we're moving into this time of a great and exciting time of the rebirth, of the birthing. That's the gestation that has taken 2,000 years to bring about. And here we are in the second coming taking place within each of us. And that flame is burning. And as that flame burns within each of us, so too, as our heart expands and our energy flows out into the world, we change the world. We are the change agents. We are the new dawn. And so we move forward in beauty and in love. And we thank people who are our teachers for bringing us to this place of awareness and understanding. And for this gift and blessing, we give thanks each day, because we are grateful for what we have learned during the day, and remembering that all we have is now, because yesterday is gone and there is nothing we can do about anything that happened yesterday. Tomorrow hasn't arrived. We can prepare for tomorrow, because every morning as we wake up, we're waking up, we're resurrected. We're resurrected to a new energy, a new vibration. And between now and summer solstice, we have an emerging energy which is getting stronger and stronger each day. And it will reach its pinnacle at summer solstice. And then the energy starts to come back down again. And we have two places of balance in the eight periods of the year. And one is now, where we have spring equinox and autumn equinox. They are equal day and equal night, so we have perfect balance. We have the feminine principle, if you want to call it that, of the unified consciousness of the masculine and the feminine. And so here it is. And we are in this day today where the planet is in unified consciousness. And we have the opportunity to bring ourselves into unified consciousness and move forward with beauty and love in our heart. So let us take a few moments and take a few deep breaths and get ourselves to that place of peace and understanding and love. And we just take a few breaths. And we see within each of us, we go to our heart and we see this beautiful golden flame that is within our heart. And we see it. And it is beautiful. And we see it as we look out to the left. We see a beautiful blue crystal. And from this blue crystal comes a beautiful beam of blue light and connects with the golden flame and supports the golden flame, bringing with it the energy of communication. Supporting the flame, giving it the energy. And you feel it. You feel it in each and every cell of your body. And now a little bit to the right of it, you will see an emerald green crystal. And from the emerald green crystal comes a beautiful beam of light. And it connects with the golden flame, bringing with it healing, bringing with it the way, the emerald pathway, adding its energy to the fire and healing each of us as we anchor it within each and every cell of our body. And now to the right again, we have a violet stone. And from this violet stone comes a beautiful beam of violet light, connecting up with the golden flame, bringing with it our spiritual energy, our spiritual awakening. Awakening us to the beauty of that flame within each of us. And to the right of that, you have an indigo crystal. And from the indigo crystal comes a beautiful beam of light, and it connects with the golden flame, bringing us the wisdom and understanding, and brings this energy into the golden flame and into each and every cell of our body. And the golden flame is there and nurtures each of us within our heart as it rises up to our high heart. And now that this flame is fully awakened in our heart and anchored in our heart, we are going to go to Tara in Ireland. And there is a beautiful, magnificent golden flame. The golden flame of the ancient wisdom. The golden flame of enlightenment.
Interesting.
The flame of consciousness. And that flame is emanating out all over the island of Ireland, transmuting anything that no longer serves the people of Ireland or humanity. And we feel that change and that energy. Everything that no longer serves the people or the humanity is being transmuted. And there we move along a beautiful ley line that connects us to the pyramid at Giza. Again, a place of ancient wisdom. And out of the pyramid at Giza comes a beautiful golden flame. And we see and feel the ancient wisdom of Egypt opening up to the world, bringing peace to the world, as the people recognize who they are. And as the flame transmutes all that no longer serves humanity and the people of Egypt. And Egypt becomes the settling force, the peace force for the Middle East. They are the agents of peace as the ancient wisdom flows in this ancient land. And we are part of that energy. As we allow ourselves to feel this beautiful energy. And this energy now comes along, this golden flame comes from the pyramid in Giza, and it comes along and it connects up with the flame at Tara and weaves itself around to the right of the flame. And now we go in the other direction. And we go to Lake Titicaca in Peru. And here we go to this crystalline lake, the lake of the ancient Atlanteans, of the crystalline consciousness. And out of this lake comes an amazing golden flame, a flame of consciousness. And we feel this flame, as do the people of Peru and Bolivia. And it transmutes all that no longer serves humanity and the people of Bolivia and Peru. And we feel this change taking place in the world. We feel the love and the flame. We feel it emanating out all over the Americas. And now we come back along the ley line. with the golden flame, connecting with the golden flame at Tara. And it enters from the left and weaves itself around. And now we have the threefold golden flame. And its energy is rising and rising and emanating out all over the world. And we feel this energy and its work. And now we're going to go to the root chakra of the world, which is Mount Shasta. And we're going to take the golden flame there. And we're going to go up to Upper Panther Meadow, where there is a beautiful well and stream. And we're going to, it's about 10,000 feet up. And we're going to put our golden flame there and anchor it there and allow this energy to emanate through the root chakra of the world as we anchor it there. Bringing this amazing energy of clarity, of understanding, of wisdom, of love, of compassion. And we anchor it at Mount Shasta in the Upper Panther Meadow. A beautiful meadow with beautiful flowers. Beautiful well there. And we anchor it right next to the well. And we have the energy of Master Saint Germain, who has appeared many times at this well and spoken with many people. So we have this energy that we are now anchoring. And through the root chakra of the world, it emanates through all of the ley lines around the world.
Whatever. Oh.
And now we come back. Now that we have anchored at Mount Shasta, we're going to come back to our own heart temple and the golden flame that's anchored within ourselves. And we feel that flame rising to our high heart, where it is asking us to think in the heart. And we feel the love that flows out through us to everybody we meet, greet and touch each and every day. And through this essence, we bring about peace and understanding, not only for ourselves, but for everybody we meet, and love and compassion, because that is the energy we are emanating. And we continue on up to the throat chakra. And here we transmute everything that no longer serves us. We speak our truth. We no longer hold our voice. We feel the essence of what comes out, the beauty, the love, because the sound of our voice carries the vibration of what we feel in our heart. And as we allow this love and this vibration emanate out into the world, we feel the change. We see the change. We allow people to see it. We are just change agents. And we bring about change by just being an example to bring about the change in the world by our example. We do it by being. And now we move the flame on further up to our third eye, awakening us to the beautiful gifts that are within each of us. Telepathy, clairvoyance, clairaudience, psychic abilities, all sorts of mystic abilities, that are within each of us. We allow this energy to flow. And as it flows through each of us, it flows out into the world, changing everything around us. It is like throwing a stone into a pond and watch the ripples. And this is what we are doing with our energy. We walk into a supermarket or anything and we carry that energy with us. Every place we go, once we have anchored the golden flame within our heart, we are carrying that flame with us, that energy, taking it out into the world, being the change agent by just being. And we continue on up to our crown chakra, opening our crown chakra to the cosmos, to the beauty of the universe, to the wisdom of the universe. And this wisdom flows freely into our lives. The beauty of it. We are amazed at our own beauty. We are amazed at the beauty of the world around us. All the beings of light, of love, of compassion, of understanding, and forgiveness. And now we continue on up to our soul star, which is about 8 inches above our head. And there we connect with our soul star. And we feel the vibration of who we are. We feel our blueprint. We feel our unfolding of our blessings, of our gifts. And we embrace them. And we give thanks. And now from our soul star shoots a beautiful golden arrow. And attached to the golden arrow is a golden thread. And it shoots out into the cosmos and on up to the sun behind the sun, to infinite spirit. And we follow that golden cord and take with us the golden flame as we move and follow along this cord, taking us higher and higher to a deeper understanding of who we are, to our beauty, to the love that flows from each of us as we walk the pathway of the heart. And we feel this love and this energy as we continue on up. And we climb and climb. And you continue at your own pace as you move on up. And as you move on up, you will have your own experiences of what you're having within. And then when you've gone as far as you can go at this time, and when you are ready, you just bring yourself back into the room.
Judith.
That was a beautiful meditation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Finbar. Namaste.
Namaste.